This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The job market is still holding on. Employers added a solid 223,000 jobs in December, a sign of a still robust labor market despite those Fed rate hikes that were just into us this morning. There'll be a moment of silence at the U.S. Capitol today to remember the January 6th attack 2 years ago today. At the White House, President Biden will award medals to several police officers and election workers, among others. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president will posthumously recognize Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after the attack, and civilians, including Georgia elections worker Ruby Freeman, who faced threats and ridicule from Donald Trump after ensuring Fulton County's votes were properly counted. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Just a few hours from now, the House will try again to elect a speaker. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy, who really, really wants this job but keeps losing the voting rounds, says there is some progress now. The AP's Norman Hall on how badly it's been going for McCarthy.
One McCarthy critic, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, cast votes for the former president.
The Honorable Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received one.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York won the most votes on every ballot but remained short of a majority. McCarthy ran second, gaining no ground. Republicans voted to adjourn until noon Friday. Norman Hall, Washington.
California is expecting more rain over the next few hours following the heavy rain, powerful winds, and flooding that already slammed the state. Southwest Airlines expects a money-losing quarter after that holiday meltdown, during which it canceled thousands of flights, a quarterly revenue loss of maybe $425 million. This is AP News. Trouble in Mexico.
Violence erupted in a Mexican cartel stronghold Thursday as the military captured the son of the imprisoned former crime boss known as El Chapo. Mexico's defense secretary, Luis Sandoval, confirmed that Ovidio El Ratón Guzmán, a son of drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzmán, was arrested in a pre-dawn operation yesterday outside the western city of Culiacán. Alleged Sinaloa cartel members responded by carjacking residents, setting vehicles on fire, and attacking a military base where authorities flew Guzman out en route to Mexico City. Witness David Telez said he skirted several abandoned vehicles on the way to the city's airport with his family. He posted footage of military vehicles and aircraft and fellow Aeromexico passengers crouching in their seats after gunfire rang out. The commercial jet eventually returned to the airport and the airline confirmed it had been struck by bullets. Similar violence prompted Mexico's president to release Guzman in 2019. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.